This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570.
Keeping the gadget and gizmo confusion to a bare minimum, you're tuned to your weekly update on the latest in cool consumer tech, products, services, all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for joining us. I thank you even more when we hear you on the air, because you can call in with any digital dilemma that you may have, any consumer tech question anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by dialing the following number at your leisure, 800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO. And it's, by the way, toll-free from anywhere in North America. You can Skype into it from anywhere in the world if you prefer. Whatever the case, we just want to hear you on the show. Call in, win stuff, and make the show better when we have you on it. Delivering instant translation on the spot. Our next guest lets us know how they are doing it. The CEO and founder of Travis is Brent Kouwenhoven. Welcome into tomorrow, Brent. How are you?
I'm fine. Nice being on your show. Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. I have to say, I first experienced Travis in China a couple of years ago and was fascinated by it then. Wasn't quite available, you know, to the masses and so forth, and I don't think you had very many languages yet. But it worked well, at least so I thought. I only speak English, so I wasn't sure. But the translations seemed to work. First of all, tell our audience about Travis, those who haven't heard me talk about it on the air before, and then we'll get into why you started it and take it from there.
Yeah, Travis is a very simple device offering you the best translation available on the spot. So what we did is we combined all kind of existing software, added some software to it to make it even better, and put it in a nice piece of hardware to facilitate you to the max and to give you the best translation available. And to make you able to express yourself and to make yourself understood wherever you are in the world.
Yep, and it does work. I have been able to utilize it in Italy, in Germany, in China, and a couple of other places that escape me at the moment, where I've come back talking about how it was very helpful. And picture a device that fits very easily in the palm of your hand, or in my case, more importantly, even just in my pocket, where I can pull it out as needed very quickly, about the size of half the size of a smartphone is probably another good way to put it. And it's a device that does one thing, but does it exceptionally well, and that is translation. And the ability to ask simple questions, you know, this is not like a UN translator that's going to go on and on and on and do live stuff back and forth for hours, I don't think anyway. But it certainly has given me the opportunity to ask very easy, simple questions while traveling, to experience other cultures, but learn more things from more people by using a translator. And I simply say something into the translator. And then as long as I've got a good Wi-Fi connection or LTE, you have that available as well, I understand. This one didn't have LTE, so I was out of luck when I was out of Wi-Fi area. But I understand you can put an international SIM card in and then have access. Then it does translation so that you're asking a question, you're maybe doing two or three or four sentences, and it prints it out in that language so they could either read it or hear it audibly, which I found very fascinating. And then you push another button, and they can respond. And then I heard it or could read it in the translation. Is that kind of the gist of how to describe what Travis does?
Yeah, I think it's perfectly describing what we are aiming for. And of course, in the screen you can see in text what is being said, but our main focus is speech-to-speech translation, because we think that is really elevating the experience of having a conversation with somebody. And it is indeed for asking questions to get around and to get more information, but the technology is already at a point that it also facilitates you in having a conversation in a bar for meeting a nice lady next to you or start a conversation with a foreigner to really know about their culture or the best food in town.
Yeah, in fact, it's funny because I've done that a couple of times only to find out that the person spoke English anyway, and it was like, oh, well, then I can put this away. But it broke the ice, and people were amazed at how close it was. I've had some people say, well, it's not quite what you were trying to say, but I certainly got the idea. I got the gist of what you were asking or what you were trying to share with me. And as far as I'm concerned, that's more than enough, because if I could barely speak a language, another language, and I'm at least getting my point across, then I've accomplished what I need to do.
Yeah, indeed. And also having a special device with you is also showing your effort you are willing to take to start a conversation. So it's not just grabbing your phone and using an app. No, you really made an effort to buy a device to have that conversation. So people really much like it and enjoy it as well. So I know a lot of people already who had a fantastic night only due to this device, and yeah, we're able to start conversation they were in the past not able to have.
A fantastic night, huh? Okay. how many languages, Brent, does Travis work with now?
At the moment, we support 105 languages due to the combination of several engines. But for speech-to-speech, our main focus is we are at about 70 languages at the moment.
Wow, that's still very impressive. And you say at the moment because clearly you're constantly adding languages and patterns of speech and words and I guess expressions and things that would be most commonly used or needed, especially while traveling.
Yes, indeed. So we are constantly looking for additional technology available. We are also developing ourselves to improve text recognition, to improve translation, and also to improve the pronunciation. So in the past, we had the robot voice, and we want to have as many human voices for as many languages as possible.
Ah, very good. Well, let me know if you need an English voice. I'm happy to help out there. That would be something good. Now, I'm always listening to my listeners talking in my head, which is some people say I need some kind of other therapy for that. But what I'm hearing now in my head are people kind of yelling at their radio saying, well, but I've got that on my smartphone. Why do I need to carry a separate device? And to some degree, yeah, I guess with Google Translate, and it certainly isn't as efficient as Travis, but how do you answer those folks that say, why do I need a separate device?
Now, first of all, what I just said is making an effort for a special device shows your interest to start communicating. Second, a telephone at the moment is also having a lot of interference from text messages and phone calls and other stuff, which are seen as very private and personal. So having your phone at a table or in a bar shows also all the other messages coming in, and people often don't want to share that information with even their wives or others. So it is easier to have a conversation using a special device. And in addition, when you are traveling, for instance, in Cuba or other places, it's not very nice to hand over your expensive mobile phone or cell phone to a taxi driver or something. And yeah, then it's easier to have the device separately. And that's for the consumer market. In addition, we are also focusing on the B2B market. And then we say, okay, a doctor or a policeman, yeah, it should be part of their equipment and not dependent on the tech savviness of the individual officer or doctor.
True. And as I said earlier and on the air previously, it does a much better job, I think, in my experience anyway, traveling in various parts of the world than separately trying to use my phone. That's true. Not only would they see messages coming in and just the interruptions and, oh, sorry, hold on, whatever. But it's a device that does what it does and does it very well. Is it perfect? Yeah. Absolutely not. And I'm sure you'd be the first to admit it's not perfect yet. We're not quite there with the Star Trek translator or something that
we are aiming for understanding. We are aiming for understanding. So not for perfect translation. Of course, we are aiming in the long run for perfect translation. But for now, it is about perfectly able to understand each other. And indeed, it is specially designed for this purpose. And in addition, it also helps you by being a hotspot and other services facilitating you during your trips. And being abroad.
And that's another good point, Brent, because if, like, I had the opportunity in most places I was at to be on Wi-Fi, you know, certainly in a restaurant and in various places you had the ability for Wi-Fi, airports, etc. So it worked out well. There were only a couple of occasions where, you know, wow, it would have been nice to have that international SIM card, and I could see where people could use it if you're off the beaten path or, you know, you're outside of a business and so forth, but not totally necessary. And then, of course, there's, you know, less of an expense. Speaking of expense, how does one obtain a Travis device?
At the moment, we are selling our device via our webshop directly. So travistranslator.com is our webshop, and that's where you can buy it.
Okay, so of course online at travistranslator.com, and that was not Travis making noise in the background. That was my new Note 9 that didn't get muted. So shame on me. But see, there's another problem. If I was trying to communicate with you in another language,
always the phone disturbing.
Yes, exactly. The phone is always interrupting one way or the other, whether it's an interview or otherwise. How much does Travis cost in U.S. dollars?
$249.
Okay. And then you pay for it once. Do you pay a subscription or do you pay monthly? You just buy it and travel.
I really advise those people to be fast because I expect that there will be a subscription soon. But for now, when you buy it, there will be unlimited support. So no additional costs.
Terrific. And 105 languages. Who do you find for the most part uses Travis?
Yeah, there is a very differentiated audience. So mostly it is those are travelers or business people, so those individuals, but a growing amount of people are also having it for their professional usage, so like doctors and other people having experienced language barriers where they go or having patients in their consulting rooms.
I can certainly see where that can be very handy. I mean, for a great example for a doctor or someone in healthcare industry to invest in a Travis and be able to say, wait, I got you covered. Hold on, no problem. And then you can scroll through these languages and actually communicate back and forth. And the patient has got to feel a whole lot more comfortable at that point as well, knowing that you have certainly their best interests in mind health-wise as well.
Yeah, indeed. So you already have the pain you have to suffer yourself in your body, so you don't have to suffer pain from having a language barrier, as we say.
Very true. Now, what makes Travis different from your very first product when you first came out with a translator device?
Now, what we did is because we launched it via Indiegogo, we get a lot of response, and that's helping us in a lot of ways to improve the product. So what we did is mostly improve the user interface and to make it easier to use, and also being able to add more features in the nearby future. So having a bigger screen, a bigger touchscreen as well, better buttons. Yeah, it is all focused on user experience because the software in the background is still the same. But the front end, how you use it, is much improved. So also due to all the feedback we got from our first backers.
Terrific. And what language do you speak?
I speak Dutch.
Dutch,
and
okay.
English, I suppose, because I'm living in the Netherlands and born there. We are a Dutch company, but also having a very strong connection to the U.S. And in the meanwhile, we do a lot of business in Asia, and then it's always easy to have this device. So I'm a big user and big fan myself as well.
Well, very good. Of course, that was kind of a silly question. What language do you speak? And I'm asking you in English, and you're answering me in English, obviously. But I think what's cool about that is that one can scroll through the available languages, and then the person you're trying to communicate with, if you're not sure, can just simply point point or tap on their country flag, and up it comes, so that right away you have the ability to communicate very effectively. And I think it just makes it very easy for people to be able to do just that. And I'm going to try something right here live. Let's see what happens. Brent, thank you very much for joining us on the show today. One moment.
Brent, hartelijk bedankt dat je vandaag op de show bent geweest.
Perfectly, perfectly Dutch, and I fully understand. Thank you as well.
Excellent. Thank you for joining us again. TravisTranslator.com. We'll link you there, of course, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. And you see, it does work. Dave Graveline bringing you further into tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network. Now I'm going to go out and translate some more.